I was in the car a lot this week through Sligo, East Galway, Leitrim, Roscommon, right the way through Westmeath and Meath. And I have to say, it was almost as if somebody had swept their hand across a chessboard and sent the pieces scattering everywhere. There wasn't a farm or a field or a village green that wasn't showing the signs of the aftermath of Éowyn. Trees down, fences uprooted, shed roofs in a crumpled mess everywhere. And it has left a lot of people in a real bind, especially people with forestry. I visited John Sherlock just outside Navan. Now, he knew that his 16 acres of Sitka plantation were in trouble, but it was too dangerous to go in and assess how much trouble on foot. So when I went up to him, he got a neighbour to fly a drone over the wood to see what was left standing.
I looked at the edges, so I did, and I got up on banks and I looked, and the trees lay in everywhere.
How much of it do you think you've lost?
Oh, I'd say 90% of it.
And the reason you're sending up a drone now, John, is that these are dangerous places to be.
This is about the most dangerous place you could go into now as a forest with this, because you have trees hanging on other trees. And if you actually thought, oh, there's no wind, and you walk in, and who's to know, you might just disturb something, and then a tree falls and another one captures it. Look at that, there, look at that. The whole field gone.
How much do you reckon you've lost?
It could be up on 100,000. We don't know. We're in uncharted territory. It's a 22-year-old crop so far. That was a very high yielding crop. Really, really, really spent time and money on this. We don't know what we're going to get when we take it out. We don't know what market there'll be. We don't know when we're going to get to take it out. Trees lying in on each other, trees lying on the ground, you know, broken trees, snapped trees, one in here, one actually, a load of them falling out over the hedge in on top of me, trees that I replanted from the ash day back.
There's also no rhyme or reason to the way they've fallen. They're at all kinds of different angles facing different directions. It's going to be a nightmare to untangle all that.
Well, normally if wind throw comes, it normally knocks it generally in a direction. But you can see that one's that way, this one's that way. Look at the trees that were snapped over there.
It's like a game of Jenga. You don't know which one, when you remove it, is going to cause all of the others to fall.
And the other thing is, look at all the ground that's disturbed here now with the roots. Like, the carbon loss here to Ireland as a nation is going to be absolutely unbelievable here. Because you've all these trees been removed. You've all these roots been uprooted. All this carbon escaping. It's a disaster. It's a pure disaster now.
It was your father that started the planting on your land, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think it would have done to him?
It would broke
to see this in this condition.
It would break his heart now. Very tough on him now. Because we sort of put a heart into it, you know. And we sort of built a family enterprise around it too, you know.
So what was your forester saying to you?
Forester was saying that at the moment I have only a tenant licence. I haven't a clear fell licence. So now, for me to take out my crop, I have to apply to the Department of Agriculture for a clear felling licence.
It takes 6 to 9 months on average at the moment to get a felling licence.
You'd be doing well to get it in 9 months. Mine took me about nearly almost a year.
How long can you leave wood like that lying on the ground before the only use for it ever will become pulp?
That is the question. I asked two foresters that question and they said it depends on whether it's snapped, whether it's lying over.
Snapped, it'll never be any use to the construction industry.
If it's
taken the roots up, it can be.
It can be. As long as it stays green, this is my. But I spoke to a man that does harvesting and he said, at using his own present equipment and with his present customers, he wouldn't take out all the clear fell in a year.
Okay, so you're going to miss the replanting window this winter.
This winter
2025 completely. There's no chance of that, is
no,
there?
No.
So and possibly winter 2026.
We are looking at, the realistic thing is winter 2026.
What is going to happen to the price of timber once everybody does start taking this stuff out? Presumably it's going to go through the floor.
This is a conversation we're going to have. Are the sawmills going to treat us with a bit of respect? Are they going to not try and take advantage of our stones?
John, there'd be a lot of people who would be in their 70s, in their 80s, who would have invested in forestry. How badly hit are they going to be by this? Because that's the retirement plan, presumably.
At the minute, they're left hanging. They are left hanging. I'd be very concerned for them on a mental health level because, you see, we don't know. They don't know what they're facing into. We're not looking for charity. We're looking for help. And if that means expediting the removal of the affected timber from the forest.
Okay, so basically an amnesty on the felling licences. That's what you think you need.
Well, put resources in that they'll guarantee forest owners if they get in that they'll get their forest application approved. All that has to be put in place while the timber is lying on the ground. And now we have
rotting.
Rotting. And then we have, if you look at it from Caolte, Caolte have a huge area of forestry. They're in the same issue as us. So all this timber is going to just appear.
Government's appointed a task force. What does it need to do? How quickly does it need to make its decisions?
A task force is a good idea, but it needs to really, really, really move fast. I think what we need to do is we need to try and reassure people. Let's start where we need to reassure people that we as a state and an industry are not going to abandon them in their day of need. That's what we need first. When we need that made clear, we don't need missives sent to us from bodies telling us what we can and we can't do. We want assurance that we will be helped and that we won't be left standing.
John Sherlock in Navan there.